As you awaken your pure subjectivity, you begin to live in completely different reality. Pure subjectivity is your home, which at the same time is your identity. We are building that home. That is the purpose of this path, to build the home of and for the soul. We are building the foundation. We are constructing that temple. Perfecting it, making it more beautiful. So eventually it becomes complete. An important aspect of spiritual awakening is transformation of our belief system and our perception of reality, especially of the inner reality. You basically develop completely different kind of intelligence. That intelligence which exists in the temple of the soul. But the problem is, it's part of the human nature that we get used to things. And we even if such amazing things happens to you, because it is amazing, you forget that it is amazing. So you perhaps go through this process of being excited, being amazed, being able to recognize how lucky you are that existence gave you that opportunity. You are one of so very few among the billions of people that actually have pure subjectivity. But then you forget that amazement. As I said, you get used to it. You lose that appreciation and then you are in pure subjectivity, all right, but in a sort of a dull, lethargic way. And this is something that you should not allow to happen. You need to constantly awaken appreciation and gratitude and the sense of awe that such a thing has happened to you, that you can exist, that you have, in a true sense, that you have a soul. The thing is, it is common that you forget how it was before, or how other people experience themselves. They have no home. They have no spiritual home. They are homeless. They have no place to be. They exist in that external person, in that constant thing, constant processing the mind and personality. They cannot be. They're living in such a miserable condition. So the ability to remember how it was, or how other people experience themselves, gives you, it's not that you should think about this much, but occasionally you should reflect upon these things, because that gives you the contrast and that gives you the perspective. So in a way you are looking at yourself as if from outside. And just thinking deeply, feeling deeply what has happened to you. What is the meaning of that change that has occurred in your life? You have not just awakened to your pure subjectivity, you have become someone else. You become another being, and you exist on another plane of existence. That part of you, that subconscious mind, which is linked to your perception of the empirical reality, the outer world, it still gives you a sense that nothing has really changed, that you're living in the same world as you always were. But that is an illusion. Everything has changed. Above all, you have changed, but also your experience of the world has changed, because who you are determines your perception of the world outside of you. From your pure subjectivity, you begin to experience the world as an extension of that pure subjectivity. is pure objectivity. You begin to experience the world as self, as a dimension of self. So when you lose inspiration, when you lose appreciation, when you fall into that lethargic state in your intelligence, you need to reignite that power of appreciation, that sense of amazement and gratitude, because the simple fact is that you are blessed, and these are not just words, that is the truth. So can you really see that you have become someone else? Can you really see that you exist on a different, in completely different reality? It's not just that you experience yourself differently. You exist in different reality, like in that parallel. You have moved to that parallel universe. You may still think you live in this old universe, but nothing can be further from truth. That old universe is your past. It's gone. So having that appreciation, that gratitude, sense of amazement, sense of wonder, is actually all of that is part of being in correct relationship with your soul, with your pure subjectivity, with your true self. With yourself as the true self. And these qualities need to be nurtured, need to be reactivated. And you need to check, verify whether they are present within your experience of yourself. they are absent because you got so much used to living in this new reality that you just take it for granted. And remember, getting, you can never get used to pure subjectivity. If you get used to it, it means that something in you has fallen asleep, if not died. Constantly emerging from the womb of the now into the recognition of your pure subjectivity. You are not experiencing it through the lenses of your past, through your memories. You experience it in that absolute now. And it's always new. You think you experience the same today as yesterday. But you are not. You are experiencing that self that comes into existence just right now, that is filling you with his light. And you must not forget it. That is your responsibility, to remember that. It's another kind of remembrance. Remembering to be amazed. Remembering to feel blessed. Remembering that you have been chosen, you have been saved. Some people, like in Judaism, they think that they are chosen. If they are chosen, they are chosen for the wrong thing. They are chosen to live in misery and in ignorance. The real meaning to be chosen is to have the privilege to enter the realm of the soul, realm of pure subjectivity. That means to be chosen. Because you have to be chosen. It's not just sheer luck. And it's not that you necessarily deserve to enter that realm of pure subjectivity. Maybe you did not deserve it, but it has been given to you anyway because you have been chosen. You have been chosen because even though you possibly did not deserve it, you have the potential to deserve it. After the fact, this is why I am speaking about reigniting all these qualities of gratitude, appreciation, amazement. Feeling that you are blessed, because as you activate these qualities, not artificially, you just are really conscious what has happened to you. And these qualities naturally arise as an extension of the deep awareness of what has happened to you. So as you activate these qualities, it actually means that you deserve being your true self. That you have been chosen for the right reason. And that God did not make a mistake. The more you have appreciation for what you have become, by the law of evolution, the more will be given to you. So that flow of grace will not stop. That river of grace will keep flowing through your soul to the end of time, which is which has no end.